Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C-Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page eBook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman was so obsessed with her boyfriend that she drove to his house in the middle of the night and parked in his driveway with the lights off, then connected to his Bluetooth while he was asleep and went through the text messages on his phone to see if he was cheating on her. And he was. I get the same vibe from Zuck the Cuck, the perv, with the nerve to stare through your window like a schmuck. As for her, she's probably happy because he cheated, which confirms that he's a high-value man. Moving on is Caitlin, the queen, and she's 24 weeks pregnant, and looking for a man that's a provider and a best friend. You have to have your head on straight with a house, career, and car just like her. I guess that the guy that was there 24 weeks ago didn't actually make the cut. But she's having the baby anyway, and now she's looking for a simp to foot the bill. 20 bucks says it's a pay-the-toll type of baby, and if you get together with her, you get to see the kinder surprise that comes from between her thighs. Number 3, maybe someone needs to call Child Protective Services on Megan Fox, because somehow all three of her sons ended up trans. What are the odds? And Hollyweird, the odds of this happening these days is close to 100%. I dated a woman, and her and her three sisters were all raised as boys, and it gave them all kinds of identity issues. I'm guessing the same will happen to Megan Fox's kids. Here's a picture of all the other Hollywood trans kids out there. Up next, another news, a feminist picnic falls apart after no one decides to make a sandwich. Next time they should bring along some simps and male feminists to make some soy-glazed, gluten-free, tofurkey sandwiches for them. This is Chanty Binks, the woman who has wrecked her life and image by attacking men, and has become the archetype of today's woke feminists. Number 5, this guy says that his girlfriend tells him that he's pushing her buttons. But if that's true, why hasn't he found the mute button yet? If he doesn't actually push her buttons, just being around her is enough to get her to act out and make his life hell. Women can't handle a peaceful life. They find it boring and they crave chaos. The best thing to do is avoid them if you want to avoid the drama. Moving on, the left is doing everything it can to alienate men by saying that white, Western men are at fault for everything. The right says it's not your fault and you did everything you were supposed to. The right doesn't recruit, it just waits for most men to arrive. Jess Phillips says that white Western men are joining the far right and she has absolutely no reason why. They're demonizing the builders of Western civilization and without them, civilization will crumble. But that's what the left wants. They seem to have a wish to destroy themselves. Number 7 is Jackie, and she says that she loves her husband, but what really motivates her to stay married is how much weight she'd actually have to lose to date again. And there's the truth. She's hypergamous and wants to monkey branch to a better man, but fails at doing that because of limited options, because she's a fatty. Women don't usually call themselves fat unless they're morbidly obese. Then again, I'm sure there's some guy out there that looks like a Wojak that would definitely go for her. Up next, don't forget the time when Bobby from King of the Hill got his heart broken by a vegetarian, and then ate a 72-ounce steak in front of her. Be like Bobby and don't bow the knee to a woman. Not all heroes can eat a steak that size either. This is what spite is all about. It's not about winning. It's about others losing. And we all remember what happened to Khan from Star Trek. Number 9, I think I also realized now that the PBS logo is actually the NPC meme. It kind of does check out. I remember when PBS had great documentaries 15 to 20 years ago. Maybe we should also change the PBS logo to NPC. Moving on, Disney and Marvel executives blame the fans for the Marvels and Star Wars failures. I guess it's all men's fault because they're most of the fan base. Maybe the House of Mouse should go and take a look at the Deadpool and Wolverine numbers over the weekend and see what the fans really want. Kevin Feige has been quietly cleaning house and getting rid of the wokesters to make Phase 5 good again at Marvel. If they get rid of the woke writers and take their time, they might actually make it great again. Number 11, you just know that cat ladies everywhere are going to be upset about this, as one of the members of the band Red Hot Chili Peppers, age 52, is with a 19-year-old girlfriend. It's crazy because women will support anything that the alphabet people do. But because these are two consenting adults, they'll condemn it. And that's because they don't have to compete against gay men and lesbian women. But they're competing with 19-year-old women for all the chats. Up next, incredible how the DEI superheroes have flopped. It just shows you how out of touch with reality Marvel is when they probably weren't predicting that Deadpool and Wolverine were going to make $1 billion at the global box office, along with the 6th biggest opening of all time. Now that they're bringing back RDJ and firing the DEI writers, it looks like they might be back on track again. I'm cautiously optimistic about the future as Hollyweird flushes out all the wokies. Number 13, this woman says that women aren't necessarily attracted to height in men, but they're attracted to men who are dangerous and threatening to other men. But then she says that height is also threatening. So it just proves that women are also attracted to height. Many black pillars say that women aren't attracted to muscles. But if an average height man put on muscle, he would definitely get more interest from women. That's been my experience. This woman is basically saying that she wants a tall, muscular, and smart Chad, and probably won't settle for less. Moving on, here's a double standard between when a man abuses a woman and when a woman abuses a man. Women try and control the narrative so that if you're a man, you won't expect a woman to ever be capable of abusing a man either physically or emotionally. Women are just as violent to men as men are to women, yet you'll never hear about that in the lamestream media. Number 15, this one offers a glimpse into the mind of a woman. This one says she wants a man who isn't afraid to tell her his true feelings, meaning she wants him to share his vulnerabilities with her so she can then use them against him later on. He turns it around on her and tells her he doesn't care about what she wants, basically passing her shit test. He's proven that he's smarter than her, and because he looks tall and good-looking, he's officially qualified to crack open her cooch. Up next, female airline pilots now have the option to choose seats next to other women. But do men get to choose? Of course not, because men are second-class citizens. I wonder how long before this policy gets removed due to constant catfights, delaying flights, and forcing emergency landings. This is just more evidence that men are vilified. Women have always been the main instigators of racism and bigotry. Society only works for women and elite men these days. Number 17, meet these two women trying to normalize the idea that body counts of 30 or 40 are normal. One says that 30 bodies is not a lot. The other says she found true love with a guy after she was with 7 guys on his football team and they ran a train on her. What is she, the night car on a railroad? Marriage is dead and this is why. Smart women with high notch counts like this should keep it a secret if they want to find a man. Moving on, here's an alpha widow that has to start a fight with her ex so that she can go back to her old man, which is higher quality and dumped her. All men need to save this image and refer back to it when their girl is stirring up drama. They all have that one guy that got away and they'll instantly dump you for him. Your future with her can easily be replaced with a guy from her past. Number 19, we have Miley Cyrus, and she kept her body count a secret from Liam Hemsworth for 10 years that she was a virgin. Wow, she sure looks rough these days, and I can see why she disappeared off the face of the earth. I can't believe that Discount Thor was ever into her and fell for her lies. Those Hemsworth boys ain't too bright now, are they? Especially this one wrecking his career on Independence Day resurgence. Up next is an old meme, but it certainly checks out, and it never gets old either. A feminist cafe in Australia that charged men a man tax of 18% to subsidize women's coffees went out of business. I guess the men don't want to pay for the crime of having an imaginary patriarchy that oppresses women. I hope you ladies realize that ideology and business don't mix. I'm sure they're learning that over at Disney right now. Women will typically say they failed because men were sexist and didn't support their cafe. Number 21, remember ladies, always put your boobs on the right way before leaving the house. Looks like her ass is on backwards as well. This could also be some ingenious way to smuggle booze into a concert. All she has to do is put a mask where her hair is and walk backwards, and she would probably find a Wojak chat in no time that's planning on voting for Harris. Moving on, hopefully this clears up why so many women are suddenly pretending to be tran wives. Because feminists don't cook, clean, or want kids. And the good men are looking for women that actually want that. Don't fall for it, guys. They'll pretend to enjoy doing all of those things until they get their meat hooks into you, and then they'll turn back to their old lazy ways. Why do you think so many men are leaving the country to find a woman that actually gives them what they want someplace else? Number 23, here's a photo of an alphabet couple with a photo from 2021 and one from only a few days ago. I definitely don't want to see the sex tape, but I think I see what the difference is. They're both wearing differently framed glasses, and still not a single uterus to be found here. Plus, the trees in the background look a lot fuller than ever, even though the bearded one on the left has been clear-cut. Their age gap is also 63 to 29. Up next, here's DJ Barbara Butch. She says she's a fat, Jewish, queer lesbian and proud of it. But doesn't pride usually go before the fall? What other oppression points can we give her? Well, it looks like she also smells bad. But I seriously think I figured out her sport, which is the Oppression Olympics. She's also morbidly obese. I'm increasingly having a hard time deciding if the asteroid should land on Paris or California at this point. Number 25 and the last one, always make sure to get a full body shot before meeting your Tinder match. Because here's the difference between a close-up and the wide shot. If she's only sharing her face, then that's a big clue. Yet this woman would still reject most men in a microsecond. Fat chicks with skinny faces need to be studied as well. This was just my type with less weight and better faces 15 years ago now. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.